Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to be with you on this very first day of June. I hope this finds you joyful and experiencing the presence of God. So it's a new month, so we are reading through the CSB, and I'm in Psalm 71. This is what it says. Lord, I seek refuge in you. Let me never be disgraced. In your justice, rescue and deliver me. Listen closely to me and save me. Be a rock of refuge for me where I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the power of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and oppressive. For you are my hope, Lord God, my confidence from my youth. I have leaned on you from birth. You took me from my mother's womb. My praise is always about you. I am like a miraculous sign to many, and you are my strong refuge. My mouth is full of praise and honor to you all day long. Don't discard me in my old age. As my strength fails, do not abandon me. For my enemies talk about me, and those who spy on me plot together, saying, God has abandoned him. Chase him and catch him, for there is no one to rescue him. God, do not be far from me. My God, hurry to help me. May my adversaries be disgraced and destroyed. May those who intend to harm me be covered with disgrace and humiliation. But I will hope continually, and I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell about your righteousness and your salvation all day long, though I cannot sum them up. I come because of the mighty acts of the Lord God. I will proclaim your righteousness, yours alone. God, you have taught me from my youth, and I still proclaim your wondrous works. Even while I am old and gray, God, do not abandon me. While I proclaim your power to another generation, your strength to all who are to come. Your righteousness reaches to the heights, God. You who have done great things. God, who is like you? You caused me to experience many troubles and misfortunes, but you will revive me again. You will bring me up again. Even from the depths of the earth, you will increase my honor and comfort me once again. Therefore, I will praise you with a harp. For your faithfulness, my God, I will sing to you with a lyre, Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, because you have redeemed me. Therefore, my tongue will proclaim your righteousness all day long. For those who intend to harm me will be disgraced and confounded. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what a great reminder of the fact that you have been with us since we left our mother's womb and even before, because you knit us there. And you will be with us as we get older and older and older, and you will not forsake us. And Lord, even in the midst of our enemies, you will be with us. And so I pray for my friend today who may feel heavy burdened by someone else who's been harming them. And they may feel like you don't see, or you don't know, or you're not taking note of what they're going through. But Lord, the truth is you see everything, and you promise to never leave us or forsake us. And this psalm is a very good reminder of that. And so, Lord, I do pray for the person that's discouraged about that specific thing. And I pray Psalm 71 into their lives. And I pray maybe that they would revisit the psalm today and just say it out loud to you. What a great practice it is to say the scripture out loud to you, Lord. Even as I do it, even as I approach it and I hear your words out loud, I become encouraged. Lord, I do pray that you would never let us be disgraced. I do thank you for your justice, and I pray for it on this earth and in my world and in this circle and for my friend's circle of life as well. Lord, thank you that you are a rock of refuge and you are with us wherever we go. Lord, when things feel slippery and when our anxiety rises, you are that great rock that we stand on. And you have promised us in the New Testament that if we build our house upon the rock, the wind and the seas will come just like they do for everyone, but we will be on solid ground. So I just thank you so much. And I pray that you would be the solid ground beneath my friend's feet today. day, the rock of refuge where they can always go. I thank you so much already ahead of time, Lord, for answering this prayer in a tangible way this week, because you're so good and we know that you are faithful. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to be a part of the prayer episode in July, because I will have already recorded the prayer episode, which is coming soon, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and record your prayer request up to 5 minutes long, and I will joyfully pray for you on the first Sunday of the month. So thank you ahead of time for doing that. And also, if you could leave a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this, Stitcher, Spotify, some of you are listening on your Amazon Echo. Hey, that's awesome. If you could leave a review, that just helps other people find the podcast. So thank you so much for doing that. It's those little tiny things are ways that help us out. And I appreciate you so much for doing that. And I hope that today is a day where you're standing on the rock.